Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Nobody gives away more stuff than the Fitz. Well, maybe Santa, but you gotta be nice to get that. With the Fitz, you just gotta play. Like the $170,000 cash and promo cash giveaway every Friday and Saturday in November. Talking $500 here, $2,500 there. Let's see Santa do that. And on the 14th and 28th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. The $170,000 cash and promo cash giveaway. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
National 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's been a fun week. Been here since Wednesday. Gary should be back on Monday, but we got a big show for you today. We're going to talk a little Masters at the top. My friend, a Memphian and who now works in Augusta, Georgia, and is live from the Masters, is going to be our first guest. That is Colin Cody. He's a great guy. I'm sure he'll have really interesting things to say. I'm interested in knowing what this looks like from a personal perspective, so we'll ask him about that. After that, we're going to talk to Dan Wolkin of USA Today. We'll ask him about the new name, image, and likeness rules that are coming out for that the NCAA released today, as well as some other college football questions. At 4:44, we're going to do four stories. We'll talk a little bit about FedEx Forum and the new rules. Fans will be going to Grizzlies games, it looks like, this season, so we'll talk about that a little bit, have some NFL picks to give out, and we'll rank the most interesting college football games as well there at four stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins as always. Then we'll probably do another segment on the NFL and do dinner to go and get out of here. But I want to start with the Masters. Obviously, this is the biggest thing going on this weekend. College football looks like the slate isn't going to be very fun. So the Masters, everyone will have their attention turned toward my guy, Bennett. Justin Thomas is in the lead. tied with Abraham Answer, Dustin Johnson, and Cameron Smith at 9-under. I want to throw it to my friend Colin Cody. Colin is the sports anchor down there in Augusta for Colin. Can you remind me what's your channel?
WJBS.
Repeat one more time.
WJBS.
Sorry, my apologies.
WJBF.
WJBF. Well, you know, all these news stations, they're all like, they're all W something. That's, you can just assume that it's W something. But no,
Mississippi, yeah.
So you've spent the last few days down there. You've been inside Augusta National Golf Club. Can you start, just tell me what it's like? Like, this to me interests me the same way that the bubble interested me. And okay, what are the policies going to be? How do I get into an event like this? What's it been like for you as a media member? Like, what can you walk me through the process of getting approved to be there on the grounds at the Masters this week?
Yeah, Drew, for one, thanks for having me. But, yeah, it's interesting. You know, I'm a local guy, so luckily we are credentialed because we're right here in town. And I must say the media building is completely different from what it looked like a year ago, as, you know, not as many media people are here. Obviously they're doing required temperature checks and other types of things to make sure people are, you know, and so distancing, and it's just an interesting feel right here inside of the building. But it's even more interesting once you get out onto the course, to say the least.
So you haven't, you didn't have to take a COVID test or anything like that. It's just mainly a temperature check when you get there. Do you have to fill out a survey that says I have no symptoms or anything like that?
Well, they ask you at the gate every day if you have symptoms or not, but they do require a COVID-19 test before you even received your credential and were able to come on site. I've heard stories about some people, you know, that are from Europe and they travel with the PGA Tour quite a bit and have been in quarantine and haven't even made it inside of the doors here at the media building just because they had tested positive. So they did a pre-COVID test for all media members here ahead of the week.
Okay. And then in terms of what it looks like on the actual grounds, watching the golfers walk around, obviously it's not the same as the Masters that we're used to watching. I asked Michael Eaves, the Sports Center host, on Wednesday if the course looks any different than usual. What's the difference between fall Augusta National and spring Augusta National? Is there much of a difference at all?
Yeah, so Noah Zelius, as you know, a lot of people would see in that springtime come April, but they have camellias. It's still a very scenic and beautiful place to be. I mean, it's Augusta National. The second you walk out, it's obviously going to be probably the most beautiful place that your eyes will see. And I would say the biggest difference I've seen this year, minus just no patrons, I've actually done a story about it this week, that you can go to the concession stands here, which are known worldwide for being very cheap and fair prices. You can go to a concession stand, just pick up whatever you need, a burger, something to drink with the Masters 2020 cup on it, and you can just walk out. Everything's free, and it's mainly for the golfers. I've even seen Shane Lowry walk through the concessions line with the tenants and people that work the course and just pick up a snack and get back to his practice round. So it's a very free flowing type of feel. It doesn't feel like the same energy is still on the golf course. It's more eerie. But then again, I think the players have been very receptive to what's happening. Like, if here, you know, they have the old style fairways and the tees, so sometimes the tee box might butt up against the greens, and players will wait before they tee to watch how someone else is putting, just to be respectful. And it's just a very unique feel for a major, especially, you know, the Masters.
And then, well, first of all, I got to ask this. You mentioned the concessions. The concessions are definitely one of the best things. What's the best food item there? What have you been eating since you got there? What's number one on your list?
I can or I cannot confirm that I've taken home 10 pimento cheese sandwiches the last couple of days.
There you go.
I'm stocked up.
Yeah, no, the pimento cheese, that was my favorite. Egg salad's the other choice, but pimento cheese, that's
definitely
pimento
cheese. Definitely the ice cream sandwich, too.
Oh, I don't think I had one of those. I should have got one of those, but yeah, I don't think I've ever had one of those peach ice cream sandwiches. One of my favorite things about this viewing experience so far, and I've watched a lot of this the last 2 days, is that you can hear players when they, or these golfers whenever they screw up or they hit a good shot. But it's almost, it's just strange because, I'm a Justin Thomas guy, well noted. When he hits a good shot, there's no applause, so you almost don't even, if you're hitting a shot uphill, you don't almost don't even know how close your shot is to the pin, and you can't even tell their reactions. Like, they don't even know if they hit a good shot or not. And then there are other times when, for example, Rory McIlroy hit a shot in the water today. We're watching it on TV, and you can just hear him say, "Oh, that's so bad," which is, one, super relatable for a horrible golfer like me, but two, it's like we usually don't get that sort of commentary. We can't hear that on a normal Masters week. Can you hear them from where you're standing? Is it really easy to take in everything that they're saying from caddy to golfer and what their reactions after all these shots with no patrons?
How personable this experience is I can't even describe it. For one, no grandstand, so there isn't a bad view on the course. Like, I can literally stand on the hill on 8, look at the 15th tee, look down the 10th fairway, and, the view is limitless. So, obviously, I can hear everything that's happening. A new thing that they did this year, they didn't do any ropes, and the way that they gave players, especially when they're teeing off, they marked off little blue corners on the tee boxes. So you can literally behind Rory or Justin Thomas when they're teeing off, maybe less than 5 feet away from them. You know, so it's something like, you get to experience what they're going through, what they're actually trying to perform on the course, on the shot, and to hear it later on the broadcast, it's just amazing to see how these people do it each and every week. Like, this is weird, and yet I'm great type of experience.
Have any of the golfers talked about, how different it is? What comes to mind to me is usually the big names, they have a huge crowd following them. They've been doing this all, the entire PGA Tour this year, right? So it should be somewhat normal to them now. But at the Masters, I'd imagine it's a little different. How have they responded to the no patrons, and what have some of them had to say about it?
Yeah, it's definitely been weird for them. A lot of them have spoken about it throughout the practice rounds. Just, I can say that I think it was on Tuesday, Justin Thomas was paired up with DJ, Phil, and maybe Rory. And usually when players get to a 16th tee, which is a par 3, a famous par 3 here, on a practice round, that's when they skip the ball across the pond. And JT, he had been trying to egg the group to do it leading up to 16, and they didn't want to go through it. I mean, it was no reason to do it without any patrons there. So, and obviously Justin Thomas, he actually tried to do it with Tiger, and Tiger didn't want to do it either. So that's been a weird experience for them, just I guess kind of stay dialed in, because obviously, speaking of Tiger, the Tiger stack, wherever he goes, that's sort of like an edge that plays in his favor, no matter who he's teed up against or teed up with. He usually has crowd control and people around him. So it's going to be interesting to see how the weekend play out. I spoke to Colin Morikawa earlier this week, and he's a young guy, obviously 23 years old, already won his first major. He spoke about how he didn't even come to Augusta prior to this week to practice, which is very rare. But for him, he says he feels like it takes more advantage for him to just show up and figure the course out by Wednesday, and by the time Thursday happens, he usually thinks he's big enough to second guess himself. Well, for a guy like him, I asked him, how will he to play so-and-so? Well, he simply just said it doesn't matter because we're all in the same playing field. There are no patrons, there's no buzz, so you just simply go out there and hit your ball and, you play your best game.
All right, that was Colin Cody, sports anchor for WJBF in Augusta, Georgia, a Memphian and a good friend of mine. Colin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Love you, 901.
Yeah, I think that the phone was cutting out
really
a little bit there.
Connection there.
You know why? It's because at Augusta, you literally cannot take a phone in there.
Yeah,
so I imagine
there
you if go. He's on that golf course, the signal is probably extremely spotty. But it is interesting. And also, I was going to ask him, but because the connection was terrible, I figured I'd just hold it. I saw he picked Justin Thomas to win. That was his selection.
Okay.
I saw
not
on
a
Twitter.
Bad choice.
So we share the same pick. Now the co-leader through the first two rounds at the Masters. How's your guy Webb Simpson doing? Have you checked that
I don't
out?
Think he's even through the day. He's really let me down today, unfortunately.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
latest update
fine,
on Tiger. He is now four under, I should say. He had a little slip up, went to 3 under. I think he got back to 4 under. He might be back at 3 under now, but obviously not climbing up the leaderboard exactly if you're Tiger Woods. But still, I just want to see him make the cut. I just want to see him in Sunday red at Augusta. That's the one thing I want from Tiger. It's a tough ask to get him to try and win two in a row here. So anyway, I'm looking forward to watching all this stuff all weekend. The other story from yesterday was the game, Bennett. And I know you said...
What game?
You said if the Titans lose... that you were not going to come in and you were going to leave me to do the show on my own. So,
yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
That's fine. We can talk about it. So I'm just like, I was excited about the season. I still think they've got a chance. I still think the Titans are a playoff team, but that game, like, dude, I'm done caring until they can beat the Colts. I just am like the Colts own them. I tweeted it last night. It was just a disaster. It was just an absolute disaster. It was special teams' fault. Like, I mean, that's, you know, the Titans were winning, and then this guy, I don't even know his freaking name, the punter, he won't be on the team as of the next game. That's for
it's
sure.
Not Brett Kern. That was the
no,
old
so
guy.
No, so Brett Kern.
It's a new guy.
Brett
now.
Kern got hurt 2 games ago. He missed the last game. And that was kind of the controversy coming into last night is the guy that they had punting last week did a pretty good job. And then they bring in this new guy because they said he had a great week of practice. And he was absolutely terrible. He shanked the punt. The Titans.
Serious question.
Yeah.
If I put you back there and they snap the ball to you, in a real NFL game, do you think you could hit a punt 17 yards?
17?
That's what it was, right? It was like the shank.
I bet I could hit it 17 yards.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, that was pathetic.
I watched that. I was like, I could do that.
Okay, so he, like, single-handedly lost the game. I mean, it just is what it is. Like, you have to call it like it is because the Titans, they're leading 17-13. Defense gets a massive stop on the goal line, and so you're like, okay, you know, Ben don't break Titans defense. That's what it's been all year. They've kind of slipped up a little bit, but, you know, this is working. We still got the lead. He shanks the punt, 17 yards. They come down and score, and then the next one gets blocked, and they score on the blocked punt, and it's like, okay, well, that's the ball game. That's it. And then Gaskowski misses another field goal.
Gotti's time, I think, is up.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to last much longer there,
so,
unfortunately.
It's a bummer because after the disastrous first game that they ended up winning anyway.
And
so
he hit the game-winning kick.
He hits the game-winning kick after missing a bunch. He ended up, I think, becoming special teams player of the week the very next week. So the guy turned it around, and he ended up being pretty decent for a little stretch there. But it's just been bad. And, like, you, at the end of the day, like, no matter how good of a kicker you are, when you miss that many, you know, that many game, going that many games in a row missing field goals under 50 yards, you just get cut in the NFL. This just is what it is.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if he could turn it around or not, but.
Trust me, I know the feeling because the Bears, I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah,
they had Cody
the
Parkey and Cairo Santos, and you know well how bad those guys have been. But now they're, of course, playing better, and Gostkowski can't make a dang kick.
No, it was just brutal. I think if the Titans wouldn't have gotten down 10 points, that it could have become a game. I know people were upset that they didn't kick the field goal in the fourth quarter to make it a 2-possession game. Here's the thing. That's Vrabel was just sending a message there, and I get it. Like, it was just like, dude, what, you want us to try to kick another field goal? Like, really?
Right.
Have you seen, like, what our field goal unit has looked like over the past couple of games? I mean, we can't kick a field goal here. So I get it.
You know what the crazy thing is? I still think the Titans are better. I still do. I really do. I still think the Titans are a better team. And that game could go completely differently, yeah, if special teams goes your way. But also, like, if A.J. Brown makes that catch down the sideline,
yeah,
he scores a touchdown, the game feels completely different at that point. And he really had a bad night altogether. Had a few different times when there were balls he could have caught, and he ended up dropping. And then it was one of those games where I'm sitting there watching, and I feel good about the Titans. We gave out the Titans pick yesterday. We thought the Titans were the better team, and it was like close, and then it felt like neck and neck for a while. And then you just look up, and it's like, wait a second, how the hell did Indianapolis get 34 mm-hmm. points? How are the Titans down two touchdowns right now? That it happened so fast, and the punter lost the game big time.
Yeah, and I think Vrabel did not have a good game at all calling that. I mean, the Jacoby Brissett 2-yard, it's like, dude, you know exactly what they're bringing that dude in the game for. Like, they take out Rivers, they put in Jacoby Brissett on the goal line. It's like, bro, how do you let that happen? It was just with so much ease. Like, it's like it was effortless, him getting in the end zone there. I don't know what he was thinking. And so he had a bad game plan. I do think that he's going to have to take the heat for the special teams being bad, because it's just been bad all year long for them. He's got to figure it out. He's got to figure it out. The defense has not been good, and he's the de facto defensive coordinator, because he didn't want to have one coming into the season, and that's on him too. So he's got to figure out a way to turn it around. But as far as, like, me caring about them and, like, trying to make another run to the AFC championship, nah, that's out the window.
Pessimistic Bennett.
Dude, until they can beat that team, it's just impossible to get excited. That team owns them. I read you the numbers yesterday. It's just impossible to get excited until they can get over that. They'll have a chance in 2 weeks. They got to get through the Ravens first, but they'll play at Indy in 2 weeks, so we'll see. But I'm extremely pessimistic about this team now.
I found a little bit of joy in the fact that FanDuel had that special where if Derrick Henry got six or more rushing yards in the first quarter, I think that's what it was. It was like you could do is bet $50 that Derrick Henry gets six or more rushing yards. And he goes backwards for a bunch of yards, and he's at basically zero. And the Titans were at the time maybe going to be lucky to get one more play before the end of the quarter. And John Martin, your guy, jumps on Twitter doing the classic John Martin Titans hater, and does post the clown gif. And then all of a sudden, Derrick Henry, last play of the quarter, runs it up the middle for 8 yards, and everyone wins.
Yeah, so I was texting with him and Jason last night, and it's funny because that was like Jason's lock. Like, everyone plays this bet. It's free money. You have to do it.
Right.
And literally comes down to the last play in the fourth quarter or in the first quarter to get that. So that was kind of cool. I mean, a bunch of people probably won $50 last night on that.
My roommate had that. And he honestly didn't. Like, it was going down to the final seconds of the first quarter, too, after he had already gotten to 8 yards. And he was like, don't snap it, because on the chance that the Colts, like, blow up some play in the backfield, that would have been the ultimate bad beat to lose on Derrick Henry losing 3 yards on a run, and then you don't get it. But, yeah, that was fun, actually, to watch everybody sweat that one out.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty much the only fun part about last night. But, yeah, Ryan Tannehill's kind of had a couple of bad games in a row now, so he's got to get back on track. The offense has got to get back on track, but I need to see it now. I've lost a little. The air has been taken out a little bit with this Titans team, unfortunately.
I think the Titans will bounce back.
We'll see.
I think they'll bounce back, Bennett. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Dan Wolkin of USA Today. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The NFL and college football seasons continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties
are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Want to hear how I almost got off the naughty list this year? I helped Santa save gazillions by having him download Capital One Shopping to his computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. You can download it too and save a bundle. You don't even need a Capital One card, and it's free. So why didn't I get off the naughty list? Turns out Santa's a stickler for naughty words. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to die or any die.
Quote to die at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If your car won't start, it might be a battery issue. Visit AutoZone for free battery testing, free battery charging, and a huge selection of car batteries starting at $79.99. It's just part of what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they covered a bet with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boost every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. And now welcome on Dan Wolkin of USA Today. Let's make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Dan, let's start here. There's news from USA Today about the new name, image, and likeness rules that the NCAA could potentially put in place for student athletes moving forward. Why don't you just begin by given sort of your breakdown of what those new rules might be and how you feel about them?
It's really nothing new. It's been a long conversation that's gone on for most of this year. Just today, they're finally in bylaw form that is in the legislative database of the NCAA, which means it will come up for – there's an amendment process, and then it will come up for a vote in January. So then, of course, there's the whole thing about congressional action and is there going to be a bill that overrides this whole thing. So this it's a bit of a mess, and it's complicated. And I know that for most people, they just kind of want to get to the nuts and bolts of it. And just quite simply, college athletes – under this proposal, we'll be able to make marketing deals, be endorsers of products, sell autographs, be able to be paid to give lessons in a sport. There's certain restrictions. Boosters can't be involved. They have to disclose everything. They can't use the trademarks of the school in any sort of advertisement, all those types of things. But basically, they will allow college athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness. And that's what a lot of us have thought they should have been driving toward for a long time, and then they got forced into it by these state legislatures. But it is slowly but surely coming to fruition.
So you think, in terms of timetable, though, you mentioned that there could be potential hangups here. Is this how close are we to this actually becoming a reality?
Yeah, well, so the NCAA convention in January is when they would theoretically vote on this, and you know then it would have a start date. I would assume later next year, by the 2021-22 academic year, and but yeah, like the question is what's going to happen on Capitol Hill? That matters. You know, the we're in the lame duck session of Congress now, which is. Makes it really complicated. There's going to be a new Congress starting in January, the president starting in January. Where does he stand on, you know, where is the Biden administration going to stand on this? Like, all that stuff matters now, because if they're going to create a piece of legislation, it's got to be signed into law. And how comprehensive is that going to be? Is that going to include elements of what the NCAA did today? Is it going to override certain elements of what the NCAA is proposing? That sort of is in question because we don't know what the bill's going to look like. And there's actually several different versions of bills in Congress that people have been writing. So, yeah, we're still a ways off from, like, actually knowing what this is going to look like.
Right, especially some of the like, one of the initial questions that comes up in my head is, like, all right, how many – is there going to be a cap to this? Is there going to be a limit to how much money these athletes can make off of their name, image, and likeness? What's stopping – you know, James Wiseman versus University of Memphis golf player, you know, from is there going to be a limit? Is there going to be any sort of balance to these things? Do they have answers to any of that yet, or is it still
as of now,
a process?
Yeah. No, as of now, no limit, but there is going to be this third-party organization that's going to essentially be a clearinghouse for these deals to say, you know, whether or not they fit within the rules, the guidelines, whatever. So who is going to administer that? That's a really good question, and that's one of the details that's not totally fleshed out yet from what I can see.
When you look around the college football landscape this weekend, there's games canceled all over the place. Alabama-LSU has been postponed, Tennessee-Texas A&M, Georgia-Missouri, Auburn-Mississippi State. Those are just specifically the games in the SEC. The SEC's kind of been a little bit more loose with their regulations, I guess, when it comes to stadiums, at least, than other conferences. Is this, I guess, an indictment on the SEC and their policies, or is this just something that you sort of expected, especially after a week where a lot of these teams had the week off, and so I'm sure a lot of the players went home? What do you think about all these cancellations across the country?
Yeah, I don't really put it on the SEC. I mean, the reality of what's happened around the country with regard to the coronavirus is reflected in what's happening in college football programs. Numbers are going up. More and more people have it. It's becoming more prevalent in a lot of these communities and on college campuses. So, yeah, I do think that, you know, players who maybe went home for a break during the bye week maybe were more susceptible. We, you know, are in sort of the end of the incubation period of Halloween, and there's speculation maybe players let down their guard a little bit, but I don't think that's necessarily an SEC thing. There's They're just using the Pac-12. Arizona State has got a big outbreak. And, you know, the Pac-12 was doing daily testing, and that was supposed to maybe be one thing that helps mitigate the big breakout of coronavirus. And that's not turning out to be a very good defense. The daily testing is not catching everything, and it's not preventing people from going out and catching it. So it's just a reflection of society right now. It's tracking right alongside the trends through many places in the country, and it's going to continue to as we get into November and December. It's just going to be really difficult.
I have a feeling there's going to likely be complaints. I know there is, because I see them on Twitter, at least from the Alabama world, about the possibility of having to play an additional game, potentially the week before the SEC championship. It just feels like nothing can be perfect right now, and you got to sort of expect that it's all not going to go perfectly. But what do you make of any sort of disadvantage to missing a game now, or any sort of advantage LSU might get based on players getting healthy and not playing a game now? It seems a little crazy, no?
Well, I mean, for one thing, LSU stinks, so I don't think that's going to be a big issue for Alabama in the first place.
Right.
Second of all, anyone who's complaining about competitive issues, advantages, disadvantages in this environment based on games getting canceled, games getting moved, people not being able to play, I mean, you've lost the plot if you're complaining about that stuff. That's just not the way that this is going to be this season. We're lucky to get as far as we've gotten. We'll be lucky to finish. Teams will be lucky if they're able to play all or most of the games they originally had scheduled. And everyone's just got to be flexible. And if you're not flexible, then you're going to end up not playing some of these games. So I give absolutely no credibility at all to people complaining about that stuff.
And then in terms of just looking at the college football weekend, is there any game or anything that interests you with all these cancellations? Because to me, I don't know if this gets it done. Yeah.
Yeah, less so now. I mean, there were definitely some interesting games, but this has actually turned into a pretty bad weekend of college football. A lot of the games that were interesting or were potentially interesting are kind of off the board now. So, you know, Notre Dame's got to go play Boston College, and obviously Notre Dame had a massive win, and Boston College is a pretty spunky team, and so this is a potential trap situation for Notre Dame. Not saying that they're going to lose, but it's a game that should have their attention. So I'll keep an eye on that one. But, yeah, it's not a great weekend.
So what will you be watching? What will your attention be on, the Masters instead?
Well, I'll be watching college football for sure. But, I mean, the Masters is definitely going to be in everybody's mind this weekend, because it's unusual to have it this time of year, and it's a great leaderboard. It's different. It's fun. And it definitely takes up some of the slack of some of these big college football games getting canceled.
Yeah, what have you made of it so far without the patrons and without, you know, some of the fanfare?
Well, it's at this point, like, there's not been fans at golf tournaments since they began playing again. And I don't know, was it May or something like
right,
that?
Yeah, long time ago.
So I think we're kind of used to that aesthetic and used to there not being galleries and the sound. But, of course, Augusta, you're used to seeing all the people lining up the fairways and the greens and on these holes that you know so well because you've watched them year after year. So it's different, and it's certainly takes away from the experience, because the fans do matter a lot to be just the whole vibe of the Masters. But it's cool that they're playing the tournament. So I'm not going to stress too much about it.
That was Dan Wolkin, columnist for USA Today. Appreciate it, Dan.
All right, have fun.
All right, when we come back, we'll do four stories at 4:44. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and everyone remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
What up? It's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
So tell me about the 96 rookie photo shoot, because that was such an iconic group. It's what, 5 or 6 Hall of Famers in that group?
And not only that image that y'all used is like the image that comes back up when people talk about that draft class.
The funny thing and the craziest thing to me about that cover now is you look at that cover and I don't think you even necessarily notice right away that Allen Iverson's not on it.
Mm-hmm.
Class is so deep and so good. There's like Kobe and Camby and Twan and all these guys. And then you're like, wait a minute, where's AI?
Where was AI?
Right.
He dipped.
I was going to say, it was the classic two words of slam. AI left.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Treat yourself to fresh blueberries today. They're ripe and juicy, and 1-pint cartons are 2 for just $4 with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it is 100% the place in Memphis to get custom suits. If you've never had one, now is the time. I've had multiple suits made for me at James Davis, and the difference is immeasurable. You pick from hundreds of fabrics. The style and fit is perfect. No more baggy pants unless you want them baggy, of course. And that's the great thing about a custom suit. You can make it fit however you want. The prices start at just $6.95, and for the first 2 weeks of November, you can get 20% off. So take advantage of that. It's a simple process. They take 13 measurements, then they make a perfect suit for you. So that's the way to go. But if you just want to take advantage of the incredible deal, that deal featuring 2 Paul Bettinelli suits for only $7.95, it's a deal that remains available. And the custom stamped shirts that I've been telling you about for years, they're currently 20% off. You can't find a better deal on a dress shirt that fits better. I get my shirts and suits from James Davis. You should too. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Home. There's no place like it. Follow me, Nick Offerman, as I take you on a journey through the history of home. An intimate look at houses of fame.
Henry VIII's many homes.
Hearst Castle.
Edison has this study.
And acclaim.
They haven't found a house like this before.
That required incredible genius.
The history of home. Exclusively on Curiosity Stream.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has 2 locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
So we've got another jam-packed weekend of sports. The Masters are on all weekend. Got a full slate of college football tomorrow, NFL on Sunday. I cannot wait to sit on my couch and soak it all in the next few days. And that's because I'm watching with Xfinity X1 and X1 Sports. I'm telling you, there's no better way to watch live sports than with X1 Sports. You know, the cool thing about the X1 Sports app, it's so easy to find the exact game or event you're looking for when there's so many options going on at the same time. They've got every game and score listed right there on the the app, and I love being able to track multiple games at once, plus check all the latest scores and standings all while watching another show or game. Plus, I'm able to add all my favorite teams like the Grizzlies, Tigers, and Titans to X1 Sports so that my DVR automatically records anything associated with those teams. Plus, I get reminders anytime my teams are about to play. And if you want Red Zone for NFL Sunday, don't worry, they got you covered. You can get Red Zone with X1 Sports. So again, if you're a big sports fan like me, make sure you're giving yourself the best possible viewing experience. That's with Xfinity X1 and X1 Sports. Give them a call today to get started. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop into your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. The God Killer, this Tokyo, and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a Bob that the God don't. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four stories at 444.
Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
First of all, this is a rare occurrence where we get to four stories at 444 at 444.
Yeah, nice
on
work.
Time.
Very perfect
on time
yeah,
today.
Yeah, nice work.
No, story number one is that the Memphis Grizzlies, at least it appears, are going to have fans in the seats this year. They announced that it will be roughly 20%, or they expect it to be roughly 20%. The Grizzlies are following the guidelines of the Shelby County Health Department, which, depending on who you ask, could be anywhere between 3,500 to 3,800 fans.
Okay.
They've also mentioned that they could potentially explore the idea that fans could get tested, and I'm assuming that would mean you would get to sit a little bit closer. But the policy changes for FedEx Forum are definitely going to change. You're going to have to wear a mask the entire time that you sit in your seats. You will be able to get concession stands or get concessions. And you'll be able to take your mask off to eat and drink. But you will also have to go back to your seats. They're saying that they're going to suggest before you can do that. All the seats will be spaced out at least 6 feet apart. And, yeah, even the vendors, everybody has to wear a mask. I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
And we sort of discussed this earlier, whether or not you would be willing to take a test to go to a Grizzlies game. Based off of this, if you did not have to take a test and it was 20% capacity, where would your interest level be? I guess we can just throw the Tigers in here, too.
Yeah.
Tigers or Grizzlies and go into a game.
Well, me and you are going to be there regardless. You're going to be covering it. I'm going to be doing the broadcast. But I don't think I would go and get a test like the day of and like, to like show.
No.
Like, I don't think I would go out of my way to go get a test like the day of to show. If it was a huge game, probably. But even then, I'm not so sure. Now, if it was like one of those rapid test, like if there was a way to do like the rapid tests like at FedEx Forum, like when you're at the entrance, then
walk
for sure.
up and stick this thing on your tongue.
Well, yeah, walk
put
up.
It in a machine and it's done.
Yeah,
that would be great. Yeah,
I think I would definitely do that. But I'm looking at some of these, like it's gonna be, if they do pull this off, it actually sounds like it could work pretty well. I mean, they're obviously gonna have they're gonna have 300 hand sanitizing stations throughout the concourses, and the concessions. It's all going to be non-contact, so it looks like...
That's interesting.
Yeah, so don't bring cash. Like, you're going to have to probably do credit card or Apple Wallet
or
Google Pay. Yeah, because they're going to have... These are going to be pre-packaged, it looks like, the concession stuff, all the way up to, like, the condiments. Like, everything is going to be pre-packaged, so you're not going to have to interact with someone when you're actually getting your food, which is smart. It's funny, like, when we did the bubble... You know, they feed us sometimes, which is really nice. Shout out to the Grizzlies. And they did this. They had, like, sandwiches and stuff, like stuff that you could typically probably get at the concession stands. they had them little prepackaged in boxes and stuff like that, and it was great. Like, if they do it like that, I think people will love that. But I do think that it's good that they're trying this, because it's tough for a franchise like the Grizzlies to go this long without having revenue from without having ticket revenue. And obviously this isn't going to be a lot. Like, it's not, you know, but I do think that they wouldn't do it if it wasn't worth it, like having the 3,000 or what, a 3,500, whatever it is in there. I don't think they would do it at all if it wasn't worth getting those people in the building and getting those tickets. So I think it's smart that they're trying to do it. And it sounds like that they've got a pretty extensive plan in place. I'm actually excited to see it, because it does sound like it would be pretty safe to attend a Grizzlies game. If you're one of the lucky, you know, 3,000 some odd people that gets to go to the games this year, it's probably going to be a harder ticket to get than people think, right?
Yeah, no, I would. Yes, I would agree. But I would, the tickets are going to be difficult. But I would also say this, and I honestly feel like I'm sort of jumping the gun here, because, like, I have not been to a sporting event that has a limited capacity sort of situation. I have not been to the Liberty Bowl for any of those Tigers games with limited capacity. The only thing I've done was the bubble, and the games in the bubble were dead silent, and there were no fans. Mm-hmm. So, I've asked people, like, I asked, my dad went to the Alabama-Tennessee football game and sat in the, and he said it's just not the same. Like, just, it's not the same, you know, as an away fan or a home fan, and it's quiet. Jeff came on the show this week and said that some fans think it's the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, he said he talked to people at the Memphis football games, and that, like, they said it was awesome, because you just get to spread out. The kids get to run around.
You don't have to worry about anyone being in your business. And
yeah, that's a little different, because it's outside, but
know. Cool. Like, I'm just interested, and I guess we're going to find out eventually to know, like, it's also different to have what are they packing into the Liberty Bowl in these games? Is it like 10,000+? I think it's more than 10,000.
Really?
Fans,
that's
right?
A lot.
Is it?
It's, I mean, it looks like it's a pretty good amount on TV.
Yeah, it's a decent amount, but 3,500, that's not a lot. It's really not.
No, it's not.
And you are inside. And so I think also spread out, like, people don't want to sit in those upper deck seats in FedEx Forum anyway. Those are already really hard to sell. So to how many people are going to pay to go to a Grizzlies game and sit all the way up there, way far away from everybody? I just don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Mm.
And there might be plenty of people willing to do it. And when you have that limited capacity, maybe you can sell the maximum amount of tickets every single game. But if the experience is totally different, I just want to see it first before I make any judgments. I think that's pretty fair. No.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, but I think we both agree that, like, it's good that they're trying it.
Right. The other note on fans was that they're going to let fans into that Sioux Falls tournament for the Tigers.
Yeah, I heard Mark say it on Giannotto and Jeffrey that he said 25% capacity, and obviously, I don't know, man. I mean, South Dakota is, like, one of the worst.
They're like 50% positivity rate.
Yeah, like, North and South Dakota are really, really getting hit hard by COVID right now. So it seems crazy that they would have fans at that event. You know, we heard Penny say yesterday that they're excited about it and that they're still planning on playing in it. There's still a couple good teams in that tournament. I think West Virginia is still a part of it, right? Like, you still have real basketball teams in that tournament. So if it happens, it would behoove Memphis to play in it, because you're going to have a chance to get a win against a real team.
I guess you also have those quarantine rules, though, for some of these teams. Like, I'm reading Danielle's story over at the Daily Memphian. She wrote about this today, Danielle Lerner. It basically says, you know, if they played this game and they allow fans in and a player on St. Mary's tests positive for COVID, that could mean a Tigers player sits out for 14 days. Like, the whole roster could sit out for 14 days following this thing, which is, like, it just seems crazy. Like, I don't know. I've been of the opinion I didn't think that the Tigers should have played in this thing when everybody else backed out, just because of the strict competition, not even because of the COVID situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't see the value in this. I think they'd be much better off just playing other teams here inside of FedEx Forum and finding teams that want to come here and be a part of their own thing and have their own procedures and policies versus being at the mercy of this tournament. So, it's hard for me to get excited about that. Like, St. Mary's, I guess, is fine, and the first game of the season will be, like, exciting to just get a chance to see this team. But it's not; it doesn't have the same appeal that it once did, that tournament.
And it is, I mean, look, we just talked about it with college football. We know how many games are postponed or canceled this weekend. Like, it's the most it's been since college football started. And then Jeff Goodman just tweeted that they're currently in excess of 20 D1 programs in shutdown mode after positive COVID cases. This is college basketball. 7 of those are in the MAC. But the season starts in 12 days. I'm sure GP is going to talk about it a lot next week, but it's not good. I mean, you haven't played a game yet. You got 20 programs that are already shut down right now due to COVID.
Not great.
It's not good. No.
Story number 2.
The Miami Marlins have a new GM, and she is the first female GM in Major League Baseball history. I believe she's the first female major sports league period GM. Her name is Kim Ng. She has a ton of experience, more than 30 plus years in Major League Baseball. The Marlins are a pretty interesting team. They have some good talent, and the Cubs played them in the playoffs this year and got essentially completely dismantled.
That was disappointing.
It was just pretty much a nightmare.
Not just for Cubs fans, but for, like, the viewing audience. Like, that was tough to have to see them advance.
Yeah. So well, just the because, Marlins?
Yeah, well, but they don't have any fans. Like, no one cares.
I know a Marlins fan.
You know a Marlins fan?
Yeah, he lives in Miami. He's my friend from college.
Dude, they have this massive stadium, and I swear to God, it looks like there's, like, 100 people in it every time they play a game, every time they play a home game, like, when they actually had fans.
Well, there's not a lot of people that go to Heat games, and they were in the finals.
That's
there's
true.
Just other stuff to do if you're in Miami.
If you're in Miami, but no, I mean they do not draw well, the Miami Marlins.
But still, I mean, I think this is pretty significant news. No, like I mean, this is obviously a really big deal. And it's pretty cool to see that something like this happen. And now, like, I believe their COO. I don't want to mistalk here. I don't want to say anything wrong. But I think that at least two of the three highest people in the Marlins organization are now women. You've got Derek Jeter, obviously, as one of the big time names. But then you have two women, which I think is really inspiring, I'm sure, to a lot of women around this country, and I think that's really cool that they did that. And the Marlins, again, they have a good team. Like, she's got a chance to really build something. She's got a nice base to start with, and so I would be I would not be surprised if we see the Marlins back in the playoffs again next year, even though Bennett thinks that they don't have any fans.
Story number 3.
I figure we just talk some more draft because the NBA draft is on Wednesday. We've done draft talk basically every single day.
The draft is Wednesday. What the hell?
In addition, before we get to this, Woj tweeted earlier and he said, one source described the Russell Westbrook trade market as, like, quote, very slow. Slow moving.
Dry, yeah.
So that basically backs up everything that we've already said about the Russell Westbrook situation. Honestly, who would want if I'm a GM sitting there, unless you're desperate for a superstar, I honestly don't know who would want
the Knicks is the one that stands out, right? Because the Knicks are the one that haven't been able to get the superstar to, like, they've struck out so many times recently that it just – that's the one that makes the most sense.
I suppose. I mean, I'm like, doing a rundown in my head right now.
We talked about it a lot yesterday. Like, I think it's – I think he's going to either be with the Hornets or the Knicks. That's my prediction.
That's your prediction?
Yeah.
I think the Knicks would be a good pick. The Knicks are probably the front runner.
Just because he'd be the guy, and I think he wants to go back to being the guy. Like, it didn't work out, him and Harden together. And they're friends. Like, they obviously wanted it to work out, and now they don't want to play together anymore. So he clearly wants to be the guy on his team. So I could totally see it being New York.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. The other NBA news was, I don't know, Shams had a story for The Athletic. It was Victor Oladipo. I don't know if you know. Do you know about these Victor Oladipo rumors of him?
That he was like
apparently saying he doesn't want to play for the or he wants to play for another team in front of Pacers teammates.
Yeah, during the games, like he was telling the opponents, like, "Can I come play with y'all?"
Yeah, which, first of all, he denied. This is these are accusations that he said that, and he denied it today. I saw a hilarious tweet by Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. Mm. He quoted the Victor Oladipo comments that he gave to Shams, and it was a video of Paul George months before he got traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder saying, you know, that the Pacers have the best fans in the league and that he wants to win a championship there. This just seems so perfectly to fit in the exact same sort of category here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, he did that. It doesn't excite me to think of. If I were a Pacers fan, I if Victor Oladipo wants to move on, like I'm not that mad.
No,
because you're not going anywhere with him.
No,
to begin with. Anyway, draft is on Wednesday. We've run through a number of different guys as options, and I just will go on the record now with. A few names that I really like.
Yep.
Mason Jones, obviously, Arkansas point guard. A lot of people
this
know about
Grizzlies,
him.
Right?
Grizzlies.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, Isaiah Joe is obviously another name that people really like. I would love to see the Grizzlies move up a little bit and be able to snag a guy like Cassius Winston. I just think he plays really well in the pick and roll. I talked with Chris Harrington about this, that sometimes the All-American older point guards that have athleticism questions turn out to work out really well. He's kind of one of those types of players, so I think he could be a diamond in the rough type guy.
Yeah.
And Peyton Pritchard.
VanVleet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Perfect. That's a perfect example, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton Pritchard from Oregon.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.